From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The climate summit begins in Paris, and U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders at the U.N. climate summit to seek more advances in the fight against global climate change.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress.
Mr. Obama said leaders share a sense of urgency about their goal of curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures. U.S. officials are urging Russia and Turkey to tone down their rhetoric, worried the growing dispute over last week's shootdown of a Russian fighter plane by Turkey could increase conflict in an already embattled region. Turkey and Russia appeared to harden their stances Monday. Following a NATO meeting on Monday in Brussels, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said his country will not apologize for shooting down the Russian plane. Russian President Vladimir Putin refused to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The International Monetary Fund Monday added China's currency to its basket of key global currencies. Here is Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
Today, November 30th, the IMF's Executive Board decided that the renminbi qualified for the SDR basket under existing criteria.
The yuan will be added to the list that includes the U.S. dollar, Europe's euro, the Japanese yen, and the British pound as one of the currencies in the World Organization's special drawing rights grouping. The action takes place next October. The Burkina Faso Electoral Commission says Roch Marc Christian Kabore has won the presidential election in that country. It says the turnout was about 60%. This is VOA News.